Spiral Eyed, our guest this week on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Uncle Nick.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios, high above the UNR campus, and the world's largest freestanding clown. A couple of arches and a couple of balls. It's the Worst Little Podcast. And I'm your host, Nick Ramirez, here with my good friend, Chewbacca. We got Dogwater Dick in the back. And we got this amazing new band called Spiral Eyed.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Kee-op.
Blam.
Karate chop. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks
it's
for having
good
us.
Good to see you. Young band. Top age is 20.
Yep.
And how'd you hear about the show?
Your good friend Stacia told us about it.
Oh.
Told me about it. She knows that you guys know a lot about the scene in Reno.
Oh, yeah.
And to make a good entrance into the scene, probably a good start to go on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
We've been doing this show for like 16 years now.
Wow.
That's seen a lot of it, yeah.
Yep.
That's
yep.
Cool.
And live is the way to go, so I'm glad you guys brought your instruments down.
Yeah. We like raw like that.
Yeah. And you get a demo of whatever songs you play here, right? You know?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's pretty cool. How's everybody's weekend been? Rick, do you got any fun stories from the weekend?
Oh, I was supposed to go do a job with a friend, and then that friend got sick, and so I suddenly had no plans at all.
And it was supposed
to take the whole weekend, and that got rescheduled the next weekend. And so I ended up Saturday going to Midnight Coffee Roasters for a little while and reading my book, and that was fucking awesome. And their coffee's amazing.
How late are they open?
They are open until 10 o'clock every night, except for Friday and Saturday when they're open till midnight.
Beautiful.
And so thank God there's a late night coffee shop.
That's really some void that Reno's had for a while now.
God, because back when we were teenagers, there was like coffee shops that were open until 3 a.m.
Well,
every
Duvernay was 24 hours a day. You can go in there at 5 and get yourself a nice cup of coffee.
I mean, we get out of Rocky Horror Picture Show at 3 a.m. and go straight there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would be so awesome. So yeah, that was great. Those guys are always awesome and make just amazing coffee. And what else? And like their pastries are the fucking shit. I don't know who makes their pastries, but they're amazing. There's no way they make them there. Those punk rock people couldn't make pastries that good. There's just no way. I left there, and then do you know where I went after I went to that coffee shop?
Where?
I went to a second coffee shop. I went to then from there to coffee bar and ended up spending a solid like 3.5 hours
on 4th
reading.
Street?
No, the coffee bar on Mount Rose and Lander.
Yep.
Good job.
Wife and I have gone there for after church the last 2 weekends. We just love it there. They got great pastries too. And
yes.
Damn good dark roast coffee right now.
Oh my God.
That's like a nice area too. I don't know. It's got like a vibe over there.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. One of the least sketchy 7-Elevens in the city.
Yeah. Although some people have chosen that as their sketchiest, but for weird reasons.
They just don't shelter go to a lot people, of yeah sheltered people.
For sure. Dude, so I did that, and then on Sunday, instead of going to I forgot that it was the Super Bowl and went to Virginia City with a friend of mine.
Brad.
And guess what was happening in Virginia City?
Super Bowl parties?
Nothing at all. There was like, because nobody was there because it was the Super Bowl and everybody stayed
Man,
home.
The Super Bowl was boring as shit, too.
And Virginia City was awesome, and me and my friend had it all to ourselves. Like the entire
That's
city.
The best way to
Everybody
have
was just there serving stuff for us. It was great.
That's great.
So we had a great fucking time. God, why can't I think of what their fucking name is? But the roasters.
Is that what we're
roasting
drinking
house.
Tonight?
The Roasting House Coffee. You are correct. That is the Roasting House Coffee. Now it's
no
not
wonder.
The it's not
really
a
good.
Solid one. I mixed two together, so I'm ruining it probably, but it's still amazing.
I loved it. It was delicious.
Yeah, the coffee here is always great.
Yeah. And whenever I can, it's always Virginia City Roasting House.
Nick and I were playing darts before the show, like we do every single night. Every single show, me and Nick go in the garage and play darts.
It's true.
And tonight we found some Folgers in a grocery bag down in your garage. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, are you
you know what's up with that, Rick?
Yes. Do you know what that's up for? So I help as one of my I would never just like call out my own like charity giving
yes, sir.
On the show, but since you brought it up, there is a recovery group that I help supply the coffee, cream, and sugar for.
Beautiful.
They don't get the good stuff from Virginia City.
Oh, right. Hell no, dude. Yeah. And they fucking plow through it.
Yeah.
People at recovery meetings suck that shit down like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
So that's why there's a ton of other cheaper coffee in my garage.
10-4.
So.
Yeah. I was just curious. I'm not above it. I like the Folgers Black Silk. I think that's a pretty good roast, actually.
Totally. And honestly, the stuff from the Winco generic stuff that I typically buy really isn't bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
I would never serve that to you.
Thank God. Thank you.
Unless there was some kind of blight or emergency that caused me not to be able to serve real coffee.
Yeah, the real shit. The right. Gourmet stuff.
Right. So that's what you guys get. And you and the band, you get the best coffee also.
Yep, yep.
Of course, of course.
On the house, so to speak.
Yes. Yeah, welcome. So where are you guys from? I mean,
we're from Quincy, California. Ever heard of that?
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. Man, that's two Quincy's we've had this winter.
We have had much Quincy and Portola on this show in the past couple years. Yeah. Now, I've heard that there's a horrible Quincy and Portola hate each other thing. Do you guys take part in that?
Not really. We don't really care about that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Like, do you love people in Portola?
I mean, I don't really know anybody in Portola. I used to live out there in the wilderness. I don't know anybody in Portola.
My friend said that when she went to high school in Quincy, they called the Portola. No, she went to high school in Portola, and she said the Quincy people called them the Portoilets or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That went around in high school sports.
They all know about that.
Okay. See?
Right on. Well, let's go around the room so people listening can get your voices down and who's talking. And so give me your name, your instrument that you play in the band, and what's your sign? We'll start over here.
All right, I'm Jackson. I play the drums, and I'm an Aquarius.
Oh, I'm sorry about the Aquarius.
My name is Cal. I play the bass, and I don't really know my sign.
You're
but
Aquarius.
Aquarius? Okay, I'm an Aquarius.
Oh, my God,
I guess.
It's a double Aquarius band?
I know. I attract them. I'm Dagan. I'm 20. I play the guitar and sing. And I'm a Sagittarius.
Welcome to the, because this is a Sagittarius show. No, like almost everybody on this show is Sagittarius.
That's rad.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. You got another song for us? The first one was dope. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that first song?
Yeah, which one do you want to hear about?
Nobody heard the Patreon one, but if they wanted to hear the Patreon one, they could sign up at patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast. And for $5 a month or more, you get the extra show every week where you get a song that nobody else gets to hear.
That's right.
Some real treats.
And not every week. Sometimes we don't give you an extra show, but still appreciate you.
Yeah. But you won't find out which way it is unless you spend the $5 a month.
That's right.
Sometimes the conversation on the Patreon show is the funniest part of the entire show, and I feel sad that it was on the Patreon.
Yep.
Right on.
Yeah, there's some big laughs there for our paying customers who are the raddest. Thank you for what you do to the show.
So what about the second song, the one that you played for the opening of the show?
Yeah, the opener.
Yeah, okay. So that song is called Television, but it's spelled like Tell a Vision. Mm-hmm. That was the first song that we ever did with each other that kind of like broke the ice, I guess you could say. It's one of our more simpler songs too, which is kind of funny. I guess the song just kind of talks about the hypnotic nature of the society nowadays, of just the TV aspect and all the phones and all that. But I believe there's a side to it that can be positive, right? You can teach things online. You can do really spit positivity and things like that. But that's what kind of the tell your own vision of it is kind of speaking to, not to give into like the horrible shit that's online.
Yeah.
But more of like find what you can make creative and like very passionate about your own self and life.
Yeah, make the best of it.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like a negative pit of hell if you let it be.
Yeah.
But you can totally, there is also great things about it if you do it right.
It's like a second consciousness of humans is the internet. And so I think, you know, you can be consumed in anger, you can be consumed in, you know, love. And so it's just what you choose to kind of put out there. Like you can say what you put out there into the world, but also it's like what you put out there like online, I guess, because not everybody can hone in on that mindfulness. They can. It's easier for people just kind of to consume online, which is part of the disease. But then you know you can inject the cure into the disease itself by you know choosing your own vision of like you know it's kind of merging those two worlds too. So
word.
Right on.
And I've heard the word television my entire life, and it never once occurred to me that it could be tell a vision tells you a vision. I always thought of it as television and never.
Hmm. Right.
That's literally the first time I've ever thought of
that. Sesame Street told you to think that, right?
Right.
There's a lot of words that are like that.
God. Yeah, that's a rad play on words for sure. Mm-hmm. You got any more of them? You guys want to do another song?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
We'll be right back.
You guys got a lot of different styles kind of mixing together. I heard some Helmet in there.
Yeah, I'm definitely hearing like some 90s influence. You guys obviously.
Yeah, what are some of the groups that you are into?
System of a Down.
Yeah, we're big System of a Down members. It's funny you mentioned Helmet because I've actually never listened to Helmet before.
Oh, really?
I think you'd enjoy it.
You accidentally sound like them.
They're awesome.
Strap It On is a good album.
Yeah,
check them out. Start with, yeah.
Right on.
Betty's. Clutch. A little later. Yeah, Clutch. Yeah. Yep. Helmet, dude. Fuck.
Yeah, totally.
Some of those, like, those hard like stops and then back into it.
Yeah,
it's fucking cool.
Yeah, Helmet's like math.
A little bit of math, yeah. Some math rock in there.
Yep. Right on.
Check it out. All right. You guys play a lot up at Quincy? You guys getting a lot of shows?
Lot.
You got anything coming up?
We have a show at the Holland Project on the 27th.
That's a good spot.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I love the Holland Project.
Yep. They do a lot of good stuff.
We've played 3 shows in Quincy. We technically started earlier in the summer. So for Quincy standards, I feel like we're doing pretty good.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, especially for how long we've been around, you know, not that long at all. But I do plan on making it like getting into a better groove of getting out there.
As this spring and summer start kicking?
Yeah,
start booking some stuff. Yeah,
definitely get out of Quincy. We love Quincy because the community is so like tightly bound together.
Well, from there you can jump to Chico or Sacramento or Reno pretty easy.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like Quincy's actually in a pretty good location.
Yeah. It's definitely surrounded by a lot of good places to go to. Yeah.
Tahoe and Nevada City.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it's nice too because you're not actually in the city too.
Oh,
You're out there in the woods.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The wood circuit.
is that Plumas County?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. A lot of bears up there.
Recently, yeah, there has been.
Yeah.
Our homeboy goes wandering in the woods a lot. He always tells us about how many bears he's seen.
I bet it's been such a nice winter.
Are they nice? Because usually just like see them and then they walk away.
Yeah, they usually just kind of run away. They say they're more scared of you than you are of them.
Yeah, as long as you don't fuck with the kids.
Yeah. Yeah. If you see a mom bear and you
don't throw your beer at a baby bear.
Yeah.
Mama's going to be mad.
Yeah.
Probably don't chew beef jerky in front of them or nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, like, fucking, I think I want that beef jerky, dude.
Yeah. Or dragging your deer out.
Yeah.
Out of the woods.
My deer, bitch.
Yeah, get yourself one.
Okay, you know what?
Human.
Just have that.
Cool. All right, you guys. Well, we have a tradition here, and we're going to do the PG version because you're almost 17, so you can go to the R-rated movies pretty soon. That's cool.
Yeah.
So, Rick, give me that old-timey music so we can do the thing we always do with
As
our new
you
guests.
Wish, Uncle Nick.
It's time for the worst little quiz. We're going to ask you some long-form questions, me, Chewbacca, Dogwater Dick, and then we'll ask you some this or that, tally it all up, and arbitrarily declare somebody the winner. So, Jackson, you're first.
All right.
All right. We won't get heavy. We'll give you a nice, easy softball. This is the celebrity road trip question. You're going across the country with somebody in a car. Who's the celebrity you're going with, and what car are you driving?
That's a hard one. I'd go with Morgan Freeman in a BMW 7 Series.
Man, that sounds strong. Yeah. Answer.
That rules.
It'll be a nice, smooth ride.
All right, Cal, you're up.
I think I'm going to probably go on a road trip with Rick Rubin in a Sprinter van, like a decked-out Sprinter van.
Wow.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That's not a bad – that's a pretty good answer.
Yeah.
Man, you guys probably listen to some rad music on that trip.
Oh, yeah.
Bonus points for having it pretty quickly. Dagan.
I would go – I'd go with Johnny Depp in a Cadillac convertible.
Cool. What year a Cadillac?
Just what curious. Year?
The bigger the better.
Yeah, sure.
One of them 70s models.
Yeah.
A Broham.
Yeah, the one.
You're stopping for gas like every city you get to. You're like,
that's
all right. Well, you got Johnny Depp. You don't got to worry about how much gas costs. You just
cruising through bad country.
Probably got some gas in the trunk, some other shit in the trunk.
Oh yeah, it'd be a good trip.
Right on. Go ahead.
All right. Let's go over here with the drummer. What is your favorite form of pork?
Like a chicharron, like a fried pork, like Mexican chicharron. That's good.
That sounds damn good.
It's like legit.
Like the fresh, like the authentic shit, or even
I don't know,
like
the one in the bag or the one that's fresh. Either way.
Yeah, those baconettes are kind of fluffy sometimes. Yeah, yeah.
Or bacon.
Cool.
I'm gonna go with like a barbecue pulled pork sandwich. Kind of like that. Some coleslaw on the side.
Oh yeah. You know, put the coleslaw on the sandwich.
Oh yeah.
And even with some beans too.
Right there, yeah. Dude. Baked beans too.
Yeah, bro.
I would make a stew out of the head, I think, and then put way too much rosemary in it and just eat that.
Your favorite pork is pig's head stew.
Yes, sir.
Hello, rosemary.
Don't forget the rosemary.
Might
do that this summer.
Nobody's ever picked that pork form of pork.
Is the brain out? The brain's out, right?
No.
You the leave the brain in?
Oh, yeah. That's the best part.
Is there hair on it?
On the brain?
No, on the head.
No, there's no hair on
You take the skin off and then...
Shave the pig's head.
Hair, yeah, yeah.
So like when you stir the pot, like a skull comes to the surface.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think if you go to the Marquetone down on Wells, you'll see a pig's head behind the counter too, so that might be
a good
place
to start.
Oh, yeah,
the snout and stuff. Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You keep the ears for your dog.
Nobody ever says that.
You eat everything out of respect.
Of course, yeah.
Yep. That pig deserves better.
It's true. Rick, it's your turn.
What is the dumbest thing you ever shoplifted? And we will begin with Cal.
I've never shoplifted before. So.
Okay, you're a good person, but you get a zero.
You're still young.
Dagan.
I have to remember when I used to shoplift. I don't really steal anymore. I guess lighters is the only thing I can think of. But that's generic, I feel like. Everybody steals a lighter.
It's not that dumb.
Yeah,
you need them.
Right.
I've known people with a shoebox full of other people's lighters.
Yeah, oh, I'm good at that too.
And Jackson?
So we got a Safeway in town, right? And they added the
allegedly.
Self-checkout. We got a self-checkout. It's like pretty recent, and me and my friends went through a phase of just like walk by the self-checkout and just like, well, looks just like we paid for it and just leave.
Testing it out.
And we grabbed a case of Monster once that was like pretty hefty, and a couple of friends of mine just, you know, maybe pay for like a small item and then looks like we paid for that and then head out.
Just book it?
You can look like a civilized person walking out.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to run or anything. So.
I know.
Yeah.
Running will immediately.
Yeah, then you look suspicious.
Yeah, but I wish that they had self-checkout when I used to shoplift.
I don't steal anything, but I still look suspicious, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Helps.
Okay, not great answers, not bad answers. Good job, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're
proud of you.
Generally good people so far.
Okay,
all right.
More long form.
Yeah.
One more.
Let's see. Oh, here's another easy one. Who's a band that you would follow on tour, provided money was no object? But you gotta go follow these guys on tour for like a year or two. We'll start with Jackson.
That's a hard question.
Man, that's hard. I don't know if they like the styles would be a little different, but like I Hate God would be a fun one to tour with. They've got some sick shows and I love their music.
Wow. That's it's an older band, yeah?
Yeah. I'm a big fan though.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Are we talking like, can I pick an old band or like
any band you want? Yeah.
Like, let's say even a band that's all gone now.
Yeah, I'd probably pick System of a Down in their prime. Huge fan, so.
Yeah. Yeah, they had a really cool, unique style.
Yeah, back in the 90s and early 2000s.
Yep.
Prime, that would be a good one. Fuck. Yeah, I got to think about it. I want to give you a good answer. There's a new up-and-coming band. They're kind of like Afrobeat. They're called Mitchum Yacob. They're like a brass, kind of like more tribal kind of duo. And
how's that spelled? That sounds like something to check out.
M-I-C-H-U-M-Y-O-U.
You don't want to write this down.
C-U-M?
Okay. I'm going to have to listen to this next week and write that down.
Yeah, they're more like... Yeah, they're tight as fuck on some brass.
Yeah.
And brass and some bongos.
Rad.
That sounds like it'd be fun tour.
Yeah.
They're headphones on.
They're kind of, they're very psychedelic. At least when me and Jackson saw them, they brought something out of me.
Yeah.
We saw them?
Yeah, we did. We saw them in
Quincy. They played it at High Sierra, right?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, that sounds like good live music. All right. I'm always curious. You guys are younger. About how much you guys consume like traditional types of media. How many CDs do you own?
I had a CD and then I gave it to Cal for his birthday.
Yeah.
I got Dagan and Cal the same CD and it was actually like an accident because I ordered it twice.
Nice.
But it was the Dystopia Human Equals Garbage and I got him it for his birthday and then I gave it to Dagan for his birthday too. So it's like birthday Dystopia CD. Well, but
So none, no
CDs, but I have like a ridiculous amount of downloaded music on my phone.
I bet, yeah.
Like it's 50 so gigabytes of music downloaded.
Yeah, we used to have to carry a backpack full of music.
Exactly.
Around.
Yeah, exactly. It's so easy now.
Yeah, you just got it all in your pocket. Nice.
Yeah, I got about 5 or 6 CDs probably, ones from Jackson, but Dagan's got a whole,
yeah,
a collection.
Yeah, I drive an old Tacoma. And
it's got a CD player in it?
Yeah, that's the only... I like keeping it that way, just only being limited to CDs.
Yeah.
And, I took so much from my parents, and I'm still collecting, like, a bunch, like, here and there. So, like, I'd say, like, probably 70.
Nice.
For now, and I'm still adding on, because cool, I want to keep it to, like, just CDs in my truck.
That's a cool thing to do. Yeah. CDs are underrated. Like, a lot of people, like, collect vinyl. I collect cassette tapes. CDs are kind of like a... underrated media, so that's nice.
I almost kind of like when they skip too. It's like,
oh dude, I got some CDs that don't do nothing but skip.
Yeah. Got some of those too.
All right.
Okay, what is your most memorable story from middle school? And we'll begin with Jackson.
Man, my best friend, him and I had some beef going, and I like jumped on him in the hallway, and just like beating up my friend at school.
And so like, did you start hitting him or did you get turned into wrestling, like, or get him on the ground?
Like
or?
Jumped on him in the hallway and then he was like, he just didn't even fight back. So it wasn't much. And then like a teacher pulled me off.
Why were you mad at him?
Yeah, backstory,
like,
backstory.
Some like 8th grade kerfuffle. I couldn't even tell you. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
But we're good friends now. But like we went through a little rough patch for sure.
Yeah, middle school's like that sometimes.
Yeah.
Cal? Right.
Yeah, I was in metal shop class with my brother, and the class wasn't super well monitored by the teacher, so it was kind of just do whatever you want. And I was giving my brother shit about something I can't remember, and he came up behind me and started put me in a rear naked choke and choked me out in metal shop and then dropped me because he thought I was faking it, I guess. Dropped me on the metal shop floor off of... for like a bar stool like this. It was pretty.
It could have been worse. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like, it kind of like regained consciousness back in the, down in the hallway and they're taking me to the nurse. That was pretty memorable.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, did they think that you had like that you passed out? Did he immediately admit to it? No, I choked him out.
I don't know. I don't think he.
How would you know? You were
it.
Out, I guess. You can't even, nobody can tell us.
I don't know. They just told me I passed out and I kind of just remember waking up, walking down to the
sleeper
nurse.
Held you.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. Dig in.
Okay. So, this was second day of 11th grade, and I went through a phase of wearing face paint, like full on. Like, I'd have to scratch my face with my fingernails to take it off afterwards. And
what style was it, like Insane Clown Posse looking?
No, nah, it was more like black metal in the 90s.
Okay.
Yeah. And so
I'm
it
picturing
was
Evil Kiss.
Kind of not really like Kiss, but yeah, so it was like 8 a.m. and I used to walk to school, and I took a big handful of mushrooms and with a lot of dust at the bottom of the bag.
Oh shit.
And
you know, if you're gonna be covered in face paint, it'd be better if you were high on mushrooms.
Yeah, and you know what's weird is like people thought I was just acting normal, and that was probably the longest, most enlightening day of school that I've ever had, because of like I was just realized like how fucked up that was. Like I already knew it was bad in school, but yeah, it was kind of an excuse to just be a complete,
you had like a
buffoon,
like a awakening there.
Yeah, I was like, oh my god, this world is so fucked. Man. I gotta get it. And it was like also like the embodiment of like that face paint that was just it's
tribal.
Like afterwards, when I was just being so outlandish, people thought that was normal. So it gave me like a lot of gateways from, and I had really good conversations with teachers, and you know, I did some. I was like melting. There's like a big rock that is kind of like on top of a hill. I felt like a fish that was baking in the sun, and just eventually made it to class. And they're like, "Where were you?" And I was like, "You don't even worry about it." And silent the whole time, and then like had really good conversations, and then just some. Yeah, that was a long. That would be like a whole other hour just explaining that whole day, but.
Yeah. Yeah, you could probably like write a movie about that.
I probably could. Yeah.
all right, that's okay. Interesting.
Right on. Should we move on to the rapid fire?
Yes.
All right, rapid fires are this or that questions, and I'll start with the Insane Clown Posse or Deadhead.
You're gonna have to go with Deadhead.
I don't know either of them, but.
Dead. One is a group of hippies, and the other one has like more modern, cooler music. They drink Faygo, and they wear Insane Clown Posse makeup.
They carry hatchets.
And rap.
Okay. I think Insane Clown Posse. It's a
cool.
Their shit's gnarly.
All right. Would you rather get beat up or get arrested, Jackson?
Beat up.
Yeah.
Would you rather be exposed to the vacuum of space or the pressure at the bottom of the ocean?
Vacuum of space.
Space. It's like a simple, the space one.
Easy test, yeah. Elvis or Beatles?
Elvis.
All right. Would you rather go back in time to like 1996 and catch, catch your favorite band at a club, or would you rather get hit by a car?
Hit by a car.
Well, what kind of car is it?
It's like a little Honda, probably in 96. Probably like a Civic, like an older Civic, like 86.
Am I going to get paid?
No.
From like insurance? Or
no,
like...
his drunk driver hit and run.
Oh, okay, I'm going to Bad Brains in D.C.
Okay, oh yeah. Nice. Oh yes. Very good.
Yeah, definitely go see
that'd be
Bad.
Rad. Yeah. If you could go back in time to D.C. in the mid-80s and just catch all the C-minor threat and the Bad Brains and Black Flag.
Yeah. Yeah,
Flag.
I was going to say Black Flag.
Yeah. Totally forgot. That's right. Okay, good answers.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
I've never watched Star Trek, so I'm going to have to go with Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Star Wars or Elvis?
Star Wars.
Only one exists.
Star Wars. Oh, man. Star Wars.
Ooh. I like this band. Star Wars nerd here. I got my Star Wars belt buckle on.
I'm going to need that.
Yeah. Right on. A couple more rapid fires. Let's
puke or diarrhea.
Ooh. Important diarrhea. Question. Diarrhea.
Diarrhea. Mm. I go with puke.
That's fucking crazy.
God, I'm surprised it's two diarrheas and a puke. That's okay.
Crescent wrench or needle nose pliers.
Ooh.
Crescent wrench.
Crescent wrench.
Yeah, I go crescent wrench.
Donkey or walrus?
Who wins in a fight?
Who wins in a fight? Donkey. Yeah.
Is it on land or in water?
Ooh.
It's in the mud.
It's in the mud.
Mud.
Donkey.
Donkey.
I go with walrus.
Oh my god! You're trying to be a walrus. Yeah. Okay. Beat up or arrested?
Nope.
We already did that one.
Oh god damn it! Sorry.
That's all right. Ozzy or Dio?
Ozzy.
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 100%.
Very good. Black Sabbath or Led Zeppelin?
Sabbath.
Sabbath.
Yes. Three Sabbaths. Okay.
You have to die in a cult. Would you rather have Heaven's Gate or, I always forget what it is.
Jonestown.
Jonestown.
What are you talking about?
You familiar with cults?
Is Jonestown the Kool-Aid one?
Yes, Kool-Aid.
Yeah. South America.
Was it arsenic? I forget.
What's the other one?
Yeah, and it was actually not Kool-Aid. It was the other stuff.
Flavor-Aid.
Flavor-Aid, yeah.
And then, which is sucks that we've always said Kool-Aid, and it's not even what they drank.
That's the bullshit, that's though. That's what everybody made them drink that Flavor-Aid instead of Kool-Aid. Kool-Aid's right. The shit. Okay.
They lied to him. They told him it was Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
They were lying.
Cheap. And then the other guys wore the same shoes, got the same haircut, and all committed suicide and had bags on their heads.
And they were going to go up to space.
To meet the aliens in the comet.
Yeah, Kool-Aid, man.
Everybody's going Jonestown.
We didn't even tell you that Heaven's Gate also all got castrated.
That's a no-brainer.
They're taking the three tickets to Jonestown, where some people did survive, so... All right. Any more?
No,
we should tally them up.
That.
All right. Let me tally that up. Okay. Wow, man. You guys, you're a tight band. This means this is good. You guys have your scores are similar. But Dagan taking acid in middle school. You took the prize today, buddy. You
and that's
get the.
What you get.
Let's see if we got one. Do we have a coveted? Do we have any more of those? I think we might have ran out of.
Might be out of stickers. Yeah.
The coveted.
I'll start bringing in some
Bravo motherfucker stickers. But we got podcast stickers for the band here. We can pass those out.
All right.
We'll give you some extras since you won the podcast.
Are we rewarding him for taking acid at school? Kids don't take acid at school. I mean,
it
mushrooms.
It was only mushrooms.
It was only mushrooms.
Right, mushrooms. Sorry. Mushrooms at school.
I don't endorse that.
No. And if you do it, kids, please hydrate while you're tripping.
For sure.
If you're going to do that, drop out of school first.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a contingency plan if they don't let you back into school that you can go do something like work at Denny's or some shit.
Yeah, a vocational rehab.
I recommend face paint too. It better covers up because they're already looking at you
I never thought of that.
I was a goth kid in high school and I dropped acid at high school a lot and nobody noticed.
It's surprisingly easy.
Yeah, if you look like a freak and act like a freak, everybody just thinks you're being silly.
I've done it a couple times. That time it was just way too much.
Yeah,
you got to find
man,
your
there
limits.
Is too much too. Please,
got to find your limits. Okay, you guys.
So, oh, some more music.
Yeah, right some on. More music, and then we'll talk about what's coming up this weekend on the scene, and where you guys can be seen next. And
you guys got three more songs to do?
Just two, right?
Two. Okay.
Perfect.
That'll
do
work
a song,
out great.
Come
awesome.
Back and then cool. Close with a song.
Right on. Sweet.
sunlight. Plants that are growing from your dirt-colored eyes. Mineralize your heart in sight. Love all you can from the seeds of the night. Service that's given from the goddess of light. Plants that are growing from your dirt-colored eyes. Mineralize your heart in sight. Love all you can from the seeds of the night. Rise and run the golden ladder.
What you got coming up? Oh, you're at the Holland. What other bands are playing with you, and what's the date on that again?
Ooh, I got to check. It's on the 27th. What are they called?
It's a Fresh Meat lineup, fresh they call meat, it. So yeah. It's like a bunch of new bands.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like that'll be a good time.
Yeah, I got the lineup. I think in March, right, we're playing that other show.
Yeah, we're lining some up in the theater in Quincy that we want to do. So later, either in March or April, I think
March.
April 19th, I want to say.
Is it? Right. March 27th, yeah.
March. Oh, okay.
You guys got a place online where we could see what you're up to and maybe see some dates? Yeah, Instagram, yeah. You guys run Instagram?
Yeah.
Spiralide?
Spiralide. Mm-hmm. Spiralide. Working on a YouTube.
Okay.
And they're arguing against TikTok, but we're gonna make it TikTok.
Yeah. You guys are younger guys, so like no Facebook for you, right? Like that's for the old people like me.
I think my
grandpa,
my Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. I mean that's how I keep up with Stacia's Facebook. I mean, she hit me on the messenger, and I was like, "Thank God for Facebook!" Right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. I think my Instagram automatically puts it on Facebook.
Yeah, I think they're in cahoots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just doesn't anyway.
Fucker,
do you remember back in the day when your Facebook would put it on your Instagram? Now it's the other way around.
Remember like back in the old days?
Yeah.
That's so long ago, I forgot about it.
By the way, you can look us up too. Get to go to our page on Instagram. Sure. Or you can go to our main page on Facebook where us old people hang out.
Yeah. Do we still have a MySpace page up?
I think we might. Yeah, we have a Blue Sky page that we don't post on anymore as well. So you can go see what we did do for a few months if you want.
If you want to collect them all.
What was I doing? I was looking up you guys' shows and shows for this weekend. Like, what's going on here? There it is, Spiral Eyed Band. Let's see. You guys aren't on Facebook. What it does say is the AI says, the term Spiral Eyed Band seems to be associated with the theme of darkness and intensity, reminiscent of certain music bands. One possible connection is the song Satan is Real by Creator, a cool German thrash metal band, right, which mentions spiral of tragedy in its lyrics.
Crazy.
What the hell? It's way more. I know. It should have more to do with like dropping acid or something. It shouldn't be like, I mean, spiral.
Just goes off on Creator for a while. But I do see your flyer here. Spiral Eye. Is that you guys?
I saw another, because I saw you guys on the calendar, and I looked, and I found another band called Spiral Eye out of Texas that was like a metal band.
Yeah, that,
but they were just Spiral Eye
at,
without a D.
But I mean, right, if you're watching a cartoon difference, and the character's eyes go spiral,
yep,
that character is like,
he's zonked out.
He's having a great time.
Yeah, Bugs Bunny got wasted one time.
And his eyes went off.
There's multiple meanings.
Yeah. All right, here we go, you guys. We got, looks like, Takeout Menu, is that a name of?
Yeah.
Right on. Fresh Takeout Meat. Menu. Takeout Menu is one band. Poison Grove, Spiral Eyed, and let me zoom in on that. Over the Counter of.
Over the counter of.
Yeah.
Isn't it just Over the Counter? No.
Yeah, but Over the Counter.
Go to the show and find out, because I bet that's going to be a rad show.
OTC is a great name.
Young, new bands.
I was going to say your name was the best of those, but then OTC is a great name.
Oh, and it's a low-dose show. $5, 7 p.m., February 27th. Tickets at hollandreno.org. Very cool, you guys. That sounds exciting. Brand new bands are what we're about. Maybe if you dig some of the bands there that you play with, tell them about us. Like, hey, you gotta go get on that podcast.
Sure, yeah.
Unless you hated being here, and then you could be like, "Don't
fuck those
guys."
But if you didn't like
people
being here and you didn't like their band,
oh yeah,
tell them to be on our show.
Yeah, okay.
Send them here for punishment.
I sent them
reverse
to the
psychology.
Yeah. Exactly.
Rad, and I see you put the song "Stars" by Hum on here. That's dope. I love that song.
I think that was them, but yeah, I'll take credit.
Right on, you guys. Well, let's see. Well, whatever's playing out there, it doesn't matter. What's what you guys are doing? What's your practice schedule like? Do you do once a week or twice a week? Or
every single day?
Every day right now.
About 5 days a week.
As much as we can.
Do you guys live together or something?
No.
We do not.
How do you pull that off? Do you live near each other?
We live in a small ass town.
Oh, okay.
10 minutes away, 5 minutes away.
Right on, man. Every day, that's a commitment.
Yeah.
That's a commitment. You're going to get a van and do... get on the road.
Hopefully,
and all that.
Yeah. A bunch of shows lined
up. If you want to do anything in this fucking business of show, you got to get in the van, you guys.
Got to get
in the van and go spread the good word that Quincy rocks.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that, we got one more song coming from you guys. Do you want to tell the people anything about the song you're going to be playing?
This is actually one of the ones that Cal wrote. I took over the lyrics, but he had like the concept of it. Macadamia.
Yep.
So what's macadamia, Cal?
I kind of use a play on words. Macadamia, like a macadamia nut. And then kind of with the last part of that word, academia, kind of like school and crazy. So that's kind of the idea I had with that.
Like how crazy school is?
Yeah, pretty much.
Like an academia nut. But academia nut.
Yeah, I guess so.
Work.
But yeah, that was kind of the idea behind it. I kind of handed the lyrics over to Dagan and just kind of wrote the music for that one.
Cool.
So I had an idea. I kind of told him about it. I can't really remember, but yep.
Very cool, man. Yeah. And when do you get out of school, Jackson? When you graduate?
2027. I graduated high school. I turned 21 in 2030.
Well,
man, that's messed up. It's going to be like flying cars and shit. I can try and drive by then because I don't have to drive.
Is drumming kind of the thing you want to do?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I like you're fucking starting at the right age, Jack. Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Good job, guys.
Thank you. All right.
Right on. All right. We're going to hear this song, Macadamia. And for the Reverend Rory Dowd, for Cadillac Kim, for our old friend Ian, who couldn't be here for a long time. Hey, Patrick, how you doing out there? It's good to see you. Doc G, we miss you. All these people.
Our long-lost intern that was here last week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
Frog Pond or whatever your name was. Sorry, it didn't work out.
Listen, Flapjack.
Yeah, Flapjack. all right. Well, for the Worst Little Podcast, I'm Nick Ramirez saying life is short and we love you. Take it away, Spiral Eyed.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Guys, thanks for coming in.
Of course, thank you.
We always wonder, like, what a band I've never heard of is going to be like. You know, all day I'm wondering. I wonder what it's like. My wife said, "I said, hey, guess what the genre of the band will be based on the name? For fun, this is a game we're going to play." Oh shit, you guys, we got to do one more little segment. I'm so sorry, but we cannot skip a week. I've been doing this, Rick.
Can we get back to the story about your wife?
Anyway, my wife, so I told her your name was Spiral Eyed, and she's like, that's going to be shoegaze, she said.
I was thinking modern psychedelic.
I'm going to have to tell her, it's not that.
I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah. Some of our newer stuff is getting psychedelic.
Fuck, I'm going to run out of juice here, you guys. All right. But Rick, we have to do the segment of good song, bad song. I forgot.
You're going to play this and we're going to decide if it's a good song or bad song?
Yeah, so this game, you guys, is called Good Song, Bad Song. You're going to guess based on the artist, not the song. I won't give you the song title, but I'll give you the artist. Whether John from my bands in my life, my brother
a
John.
A guy you've never met.
Convoluted.
Whether he thinks it's good or bad.
He thinks it's a good or bad song. And we're going to do this week, we are doing Peter Schilling. Do y'all know who Peter Schilling is?
No, I don't even know who
So you don't know John, and you don't know Peter Schilling. Okay, so.
So is he going to like the song or not?
I mean, it's 50-50 whether you're going to get it right.
Can you give us the song title now?
All right. You know what? Peter Schilling is so unique and a one-hit wonder that I will give you the title Major Tom.
But, I mean, how can it be anything else? It's not going to be anything else.
Right. That's the only Peter Schilling song.
Peter Schilling like fell off the edge of the planet after he made that.
Is John going to think?
Yeah. What do you think?
I think he's going to think it's a good song or bad song.
I don't know. One-hit wonders are good, but if you hear too much, you might think it's bad.
Do you know the song Major Tom?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm going to go good song.
I'll go good song. Bad song. I'm going to say bad song.
One bad and two goods. All right.
Makes me think of that.
And Nick, I say that he says good song.
Okay.
I think he's going to say that it's a good song.
Okay. I don't remember, so I'm not. I don't know. My answer would be moot.
Let's check it out.
Hi, John. Is this a good song? Is it a good song? Well, I like this song. It's kind of weird just to completely steal another song and write a song about a song.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to give a lot of the credit to the song to Bowie and not to, what's his name, Peter?
Peter Schilling?
Yeah. But, I don't know. It's not a very creative song, either lyrically or musically. Just very 80s template. But it works. I mean, that chorus is big, and it's almost hard not to sing along with it. So I think I'm going to go with good song.
Peter Schilling, Major Tom, good song.
And there you have it, folks.
And like in the 80s, I wasn't into David Bowie. I didn't know about the song Space Oddity. And then Peter Schilling comes along and just writes this song. So I knew the Peter Schilling song before I knew Space Oddity.
I've heard that song a million times, and I think it's a good song, but I never knew who did it.
Yeah.
I had the 45. I think I still own the 45.
Yeah. When it would come on the radio, I was always stoked about it.
Have you guys ever heard that song before?
The David Bowie one?
The song we were just in the background there.
No. I thought about the David Bowie song, but no, I haven't heard that one.
Okay.
But you've heard
it was like
Space Oddity.
Yeah, of course.
Imagine a guy in the 80s being like, I'm going to write a song about a David Bowie song, but it's like modernized because it's 20 years later. Mm-hmm. And four, now that three, song two, is like 40 one. Years old.
Earth below.
So this is older to us than it was, than Bowie was to him right now. I don't know if that's mind blowing or not. Anyway,
I'm going to have to do the math after the podcast.
Okay.
Anyway, there you have it, folks.
Now we can end the show.
Good song, bad song.
Right on.